I'm very concerned about it because a lot of these medications are vital to keep people alive or healthy, particularly things like insulin, which has to be stored and refrigerated, which means that it can't be left sitting on the docks in a lorry for too long a time.
That is very worrying then for people who sort of rely on this drug every day, isn't it?
Yes, particularly insulin, because of the fact that we don't manufacture the insulins that most people use in the UK. And so we rely on imports coming from Europe mostly to provide the insulin that people need. And any delays or shortage in those supplies really do risk people's lives.
And do you think enough's being done to sort of guarantee that medical supplies can get through after Brexit?
I'm told by the government and by NHS England that things have been put in place to try and make sure that we have some central stockpiles of medication to try and tide us over if there are shortages. So hopefully that will do the trick. However, I'm never fully confident that there won't be a situation where this is ongoing, because it's all very well preparing for the first few days and weeks. But if we have delays continuing at ports, then this may go on for years.
And there is reports that saying there could be sort of chaos on Kent's roads as well. That will obviously stop supplies getting to surgeries in Kent. How much of a concern is that?
I've lived in Kent for over 30 years, and I know that most of the roads are on a knife edge. It doesn't take very much to jam the county up. And so the problems with lorries trying to get out of the county and getting into the county may actually mean that road travel is difficult. So transport of things on an emergency basis or a routine basis may mean that people don't get the things they need.
And one of the things that Novo Nordisk is asking for is for the government to open up more shipping routes. Do you think that would solve the problem?
I think that being so dependent on the Dover-Calais route does leave us very open, and there are other ports, and maybe we do need to be looking at putting capacity elsewhere. I know that they're trying to commission them elsewhere, but it doesn't seem to be that that capacity is going to come in very quickly. The opportunity that we have is to actually see if we can develop other ways of getting these medications into the country. It may be we even have to fly them in. But unless we can make some sort of difference so that we can plan right through for the next 2, 3 years, if we go out of Brexit without some sort of agreement, we are going to run into difficulties.
And how worried do you think people should be about this if they are diabetic or relying on another drug that might be delayed or there might be shortages?
People should not panic at this point, and I think it's very important that people don't start stockpiling themselves, because ironically that could actually contribute to shortages. We will be doing our utmost in the NHS to make sure that people do get the medication that they need, or if we can't give them the precise medication, they get an alternative. But it's up to our politicians, I'm afraid, to actually try and find a way through this process, which means that we don't put patients at risk or at disadvantage.